Do you ever feel like the universe is trying to tell you something, but you're just not sure what it is? Or maybe you're questioning, is it my ego? Is it my anxiety? Or is it my spirit team? Well, you guys are going to love this week's episode, because in this week's episode of PJs and Prosecco, we are talking about how to understand, how to trust, and more importantly, how to decode angel numbers and signs from the other side, and how you can actually start gaining guidance in your everyday life right now. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, aka The Rich Witch Next Door, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. First, I want to talk about what are angel numbers and signs. For my very tapped in spiritual girlies, this is just a little bit of a refresher for you. But I encourage you to still listen to this part of the podcast, because I'm going to be going a little bit deeper into more than just the surface level signs and angel numbers. So what are angel numbers? Angel numbers are sequences. Think of it like 1111, 555, 222, my favorite 888. That means abundance, P.S. No wonder it's my favorite. They're not a coincidence when you're seeing them. They really, truly are not. In fact, you're going to see them all over the place. You're going to see them on your kitchen clock, on the microwave, on your phone, your TV, on signs like billboards, on a cab driving by, license plates. So many different places you will see angel numbers. And I guarantee you're sitting there thinking, wow, I've been seeing whatever that sequence is all the time. Well, guess what, you guys? What's really interesting that I have been working with some of my clients on is when you're seeing these repeating numbers, that actually is like your spirit team. And remember, your spirit team is your guides and loved ones. That is like them shouting at you. They're literally shouting, trying to give you guidance, trying to have you take a moment and pause and receive the messages from them. And if you're like, yeah, but I don't even know what that angel number means. We're going to get to that. Don't you worry. But the other thing about angel numbers that's a little bit deeper is I think that people get so hung up on them being that sequence of that 1111, 777, 999. But the thing is that you can also have angel numbers like today. Today I saw 1818, and I saw it a few times. Now, I don't know what 1818 means, but what you can do is just recognize when these other numbers are coming that that might be something a little deeper, something I might want to tap into and see what comes through for you, which we're definitely getting into in this episode. Don't worry, of how to actually read the signs. So that's just a little sneak peek. And then there's the signs themselves. So angel numbers, I would say, are one of the most common signs that we get from the other side. And they're amazing, and they're great at providing us with what areas of our life we need to look into, what we're doing, all these different pieces, but they're just a part of it. The other thing are the signs, the signier signs. I don't know what you want to call them, but this would be more along the lines of songs, feathers, animals, flickering lights, dreams, all of that. I feel like when I need guidance, I ask for a specific sign. And for some people, there are certain signs for them that are their loved ones. For me, my oldest sister passed away when I was in eighth grade. If you listen to episode one, you hear me talk about it. She comes to me as butterflies. She comes to my mom as dragonflies. It's just a different way of us interpreting my sister coming through. And For me, I don't really like dragonflies, although I kind of like them now, but I haven't for a while. I don't know why. There's so many of them and they like try and land on you. I don't like it. Ah! But I love butterflies, so it's no wonder that she comes through for me as butterflies. The reason that these signs and angel numbers show up when they do is a lot to do with divine timing. It has a lot to do with reassurance for us, guidance, it's nudges, and sometimes it's even wake-up calls. So who the heck is sending us these? Well, I've already told you, it's our spirit team. It's our spirit guides. It's our departed loved ones. It's angels. It is really just about those that are supporting us on the other side. And what I think is really amazing about who's sending us these signs is it really shows us that when we tap in, we don't have to be a medium necessarily to interact, to gain that guidance, to gain those insights, to get those nudges. All we have to do is be energetically open and be intuitive enough to notice when we're seeing these signs, these angel numbers, to pick up on what we're thinking about when we see them, to pick up on what guidance we need and we ask for those specific ones. Yes, I am a psychic medium. So when I see the signs, I also can tap in with my team and be like, what are you trying to tell me? You don't need to be one, although I can help you fine tune and get in tuned with your gifts. Just say the word, come over and DM me. But the real thing that I just want you to take away from who's sending them to you is you are not crazy when you are seeing these signs, when you are seeing the angel numbers, when you are seeing that butterfly. You are not crazy. It is not your anxiety. It is actually your spirit team. Doesn't that just take a little weight off of it? I really feel like when my clients can grasp that they're not crazy, it's actually their intuition. Holy smokes. It's like this whole other world opens up to them in a way that allows them to feel so supported, so held, and so incredibly gifted. So incredibly gifted. And I want to make sure that you guys also know that you can tap in. I know you were nodding your head on some of those spirit numbers or you're thinking angel numbers. She didn't say the one that I see all the time, but I know you were thinking it. And I feel like a really fun exercise that I encourage everyone to do that's listening to the podcast is to amp up your receiving. Let's start receiving, but let's do it in an intentional way. Because now that you know a little bit more about angel numbers, a little bit more about signs, who they're coming from, let's start receiving. I want you to set an intention for guidance. Yes. And it can be everything from, should I join this program? Show me, I don't know, a moon if I should, or should I take the trip? I don't know, whatever the question is that you have. And then I want you to, when you get clear on what that intention is for your guidance, I want you to ask for a sign. I want you to be so specific. Show me a blue butterfly if I'm on the right path. Show me a rainbow. My gosh, you guys, I did that in the middle of winter, show me a rainbow. And I went on Instagram and someone literally had posted a rainbow photo. But I mean, I'm in Chicago, so when it's the middle of winter, we are not seeing rainbows. So the fact that I saw one right when I opened Instagram, I was like, ooh, there's my sign. And in fact, I'm going to share one more really wild story for you guys about a sign. I set the intention for guidance about the first year into my business, a little over a year, probably a year and a half in. And my business just wasn't where I thought it was going to be. It hadn't taken off. And I was getting frustrated. And I thought to myself, you know what? Fine. I'll just go back to corporate. Like maybe that's what I should do. But instead of just having a knee-jerk emotional response, I did a few things. I went to my peers. I went to my mentors. I worked on my mindset. But I also asked my spirit team for a sign. And I said, if I should stay the path, the rich witch land path, and continue to spread my magic and help women with their mindset and their energy, then I want you to show me a red balloon. I wanted to make it so random because, like, where am I going to see a red balloon? I don't know. Well, you guys, I went to a street fest. We have those all the time in the summer here in Chicago. And the cover band, the first song they played, 99 Red Balloons. Then the next day, I was over with my little nieces and they were watching My Little Pony. Red balloons came across the screen. And then there was a Lucky Charms commercial, red balloons. And I was like, okay, I got it. I am not going to quit my business. got it. Let's just work on the things that are holding me back, right? Let me use my support systems. Let me use my coaches, because that's the thing. Coaches have coaches, you guys. If your coach doesn't have a coach, or you're talking to someone and they don't have a coach, run the other way. Because everyone needs support, especially when they reach certain blocks. And the good news is you're hearing me on this podcast, which means I did not quit. I stayed the course, and now I have a successful, thriving business. And I could not be more thrilled and happier than where I am. And I'm so grateful for that sign of red balloons. You can use my red balloon example if you want to use red balloons. But notice how I told you that it came out in a song, and it came out in a commercial and on a TV show. I did not see a specific red balloon. And I just want to call that out right now, because I think it's really important that you're open to how the signs will come through. It's not always going to be as overt as we think. It's not always going to be just, oh, a blue butterfly flew right by me and like landed on my hand and there it is. No, maybe it's emojis, or maybe it's some beautiful suggested for you on your Instagram. I don't know. Whatever it is, though, so cool when you notice it. And then one final thing for you to consider with your receiving is to use repetitive affirmations. If you feel like you're just not able to tap in, there's certainly ways to help with any blocks that might be coming with that. And I can certainly help you with that if you feel like you aren't able to tap in. But I love the repetitive affirmations, because this really opens up your energy field. So you could do, I am open to receiving guidance from my spirit guides and angels, or my spirit guides and loved ones, or my spirit team, whatever. I am open to receiving guidance from my spirit team. I am open to receiving guidance from my spirit team. I am open. Let the miracles come. Let the guidance flow, right? Oh, you guys will now hear Miss Honey. She has joined the podcast chat. So what I love about that is, you guys, when we're also not in a high vibe state and we're asking for these signs, because obviously I was not feeling that high vibe when I was like, let me quit my business, let me get out of this. I wasn't exactly high vibe, but what I did say is, I'm so open to receiving your guidance and knowing that that's for my highest good. So it doesn't mean that you have to be high vibe 24/7 to receive signs. That's not a thing. We are human. You're going to have moments where you're not, and maybe that's when you need the sign the most. Ooh, yeah, maybe that's when you need the sign the most. Now, how do we interpret these messages? How do you interpret it? I always guide my clients that if you're seeing angel numbers, or you're seeing these signs and you didn't specifically ask for them, but you can tell that they're for you, is what does it feel like in your body when you see it, when you receive it? I tell you what, when I see 777 or 888, I get excited. I'm like, hell yes. Bring me that abundance. Bring me that luck. Here we go. Now, when I see 555 or 999, 555 has changed, 999 is ending, I'm not necessarily like, ew, I don't like those. I'm more like, okay, all right, let's roll up our sleeves. What are we doing? What's happening? But the other thing to consider is, what were you thinking before you saw it? What were you thinking before you saw it? In fact, gosh, I don't remember if this was last summer or the summer before. Apparently, I get a lot of guidance in summertime. But I was seeing 666 everywhere. You guys, 666 is not a devil number. Just want to be clear. It is about tapping into your spiritual gifts, though. It's about tapping into your inner knowing, your guidance, your compass. And I was seeing it everywhere. And what was really interesting about that is I had just kind of swung the pendulum in my business to be more about business and less about magic. And I really had taken a step away from my magic and my spiritual powers. And for me, that was such a clear sign when I was seeing 666 everywhere. At first, I was like, what is this? I don't understand why I'm seeing this. And then it became this was last summer. And then it became so clear when I was in Sedona that I was neglecting my magic and I needed to come back to it. And it took me seeing that so many times on so many license plates all over the dang place to be like, okay, what am I missing? Like, what is this trying to show me? What is my team trying to show me with this? And I would go ask my team and they were like, you already know the answer. Okay. Also, you guys, fun fact, my spirit team and higher self are cryptic AF. So sometimes I'm like, huh? I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. Sometimes they're very literal, but a lot of times very cryptic. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. Whatever. Topic for another day. So if you know, though, what some of these repeating numbers mean or what certain signs mean to you and you're seeing them, then I think the personal context matters. I think it matters of, you know, how are you feeling around them? How are you being? What is on your mind? What is going on when you really tap in? And the thing is, if you don't know what some of these angel numbers mean, that's okay. I know some of the repeating ones just from being in the spiritual space for as long as I have, but that's okay that you don't. You guys, Google is your friend. Just Google it and see if that resonates, what pops up of what that angel number means. You better believe I was looking up that 1818 because I was like, I don't know what 1818 means, but I'm seeing it a lot today. So what is it? And it was all around like abundance. And we love that. We love a good abundance moment. So don't be afraid to Google ChatGPT. I've actually never asked ChatGPT about signs or angel numbers, but now I'm going to because I had that thought right here on the podcast. I'm going to check it out, you guys. I'll let you know how it goes over on my Instagram. And then the other thing is you can just feel into the intuitive nudge. Like, what do you think that means? Whatever that first thing that comes to you, probably it. You can also pull cards. I love a good oracle card for my newbies or a tarot card, if that's more your jam, to see what the guidance is along with those signs that you're seeing, those repeating. You can also journal on it, how to interpret. Now, there are some common blocks to receiving. Because I do often have clients, and I've had this happen to myself as well, where you ask for a sign and you're just not getting it. And that is so frustrating. But also, by the way, if you're frustrated you're not getting the sign, you already know the answer. Which is the answer? You already know it. That's why your spirit team's not showing you. They're like, you already know. Why would we show you? We don't need to. You don't need that sign. You don't need those red balloons. Now, I was at a crossroads, so they were like, let's throw every red balloon at her. But if you're not seeing it, then actually tap in and say to yourself, am I not seeing this because I'm blocking it? Or am I not seeing this because I actually already know the answer? And actually, I'm disappointed that I'm not seeing the sign, which is your answer. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Now, there's also overthinking or doubting what you saw. We got to get over that as adults. You saw it. It was there. And don't overthink. Oh, you just saw 666 everywhere? Okay, cool. Let's not overthink and think that's evil and bad. Let's think about, okay, well, I know that my spirit team, my highest self, have always got my back and they are always having my best interest at heart. So it's got to be good. If I had been overthinking that and I had gone into my I grew up Catholic ways, whew, I would have been like, that's scary. No, it's not. Mm-mm. Very normal. The other thing is ignoring signs because they don't look how you expect. If I was like, well, cool, you just played 99 red balloons and then you put the red balloons on a cartoon and then you had them on a commercial, but you didn't show me a physical red balloon. Okay, well, first off, I didn't ask for a physical red balloon. I just asked for a red balloon. So all of a sudden I'm ignoring the sign and then I quit the Rich Witch Next Door. Oh my gosh, can you imagine, you guys? We wouldn't even have in this conversation. Terrible. And also, the other block that I see that's most common is feeling unworthy or disconnected. So here's the thing. We are always worthy. You are healed enough to see, healed enough to hear, to feel, all the things. And you're not disconnected. You're just ignoring. Mm-hmm. Because those signs are happening. And in fact, because I told you, you should set that intention and go ask for a sign. I can't wait. Please come and DM me what your sign was, what you saw, because I want to know. In fact, I do remember the first time I ever asked for a sign. It was back in 2020. I was at my parents' cabin in Wisconsin I was living with them in Minnesota, pandemic, you know, the whole deal. And I was in a 21-day manifestation course. And I was just kind of dabbling, a little curious. I knew this one person was super spiritual. And one of the days was to ask for a sign. And I asked for butterflies. I love butterflies. We went into town and went to a quilt shop. My mom likes to quilt. As we walked out, I was like, oh, shoot, I need to go to the bathroom. We were like going to some other stores in town. So I went back in. I said, oh, do you mind if I use your restroom? They're like, no problem. It's right over here. I walk in. The whole walls were covered with 3D butterflies everywhere. It was cool. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is the sign. Wild. So cool. I could have ignored it though and just been like, well, it's a craft place. I don't know. Like, this isn't a literal butterfly. Yeah, I mean, it is 3D right there. My goodness. So if you're feeling unworthy or disconnected, that's also where getting a coach or a mentor, hi, I'm right here, or someone else, just whoever really speaks to your heart and soul, can help you with that. You don't have to figure this out on your own. And I do just want to, again, invite you one more time to just give it a try. What's the worst case that happens? You don't see the sign? Okay. Guess what? You will. I know this. So I can't wait to hear what your signs are. And please share them with me, DM them. You can tag them in your story. Tag me, @TheRichWitchNextDoor. Tag me. I love to hear this. And it really, truly makes me so happy to see what you guys are seeing for your signs, for your angel numbers, all the things. And if this episode sparks something for you, like I said, screenshot it. Share it in your stories. Let's show up for each other and see how all of these are coming through. Let's have a movement for signs and angel numbers. And let's take that to the next level. Okay, you guys, that is going to be a wrap on angel numbers and signs for now. Don't worry, I'm sure we will come back to this topic a lot because it's such a fun one to dive deep into. If you want to hear more, anything different, come DM me over at The Rich Witch Next Door. Or if you're looking for support, you can come DM me and see how I can support you in your magic, your manifestation, and most importantly, your mindset. That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me @TheRichWitchNextDoor so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.